www.thebestcities.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. Exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
Welcome back, folks, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Our very special guest, Mr. Ted Brower, Dr. Ted Brower, actually, healthmasters.com. We have him on tonight for a very special reason. Of course, he's going to be unavailable for the next few weeks, maybe otherwise busy. So we wanted to get him back on to cover more news, information, and his analysis, and in particular, the health issues that we will be facing, and we are facing right now, especially with the chemtrails and the respiratory ailments, as well as the just the prolific causes of cancer and I mean, you name it, autism. This is something that this is a new battlefront in which we as Christians, we as humans, as opposed to the Luciferian globalist elite, have to fight against, and we have to be very smart in doing so. And I would recommend anyone not look, if you're out buying any type of nutritional supplements, I would recommend you do what we do, and that's really simply just go to healthmasters.com. I don't care whether it's for a multivitamin or for even something more tailored to whatever you need. Healthmasters has got the best of the best of the best, and that's been proven time and again. So save your money. Don't go to Walmart. Don't go to Walgreens. Go to healthmasters.com, and that's all I'm going to say about that. And I do want to say hello to Karen in Rome. Thank you so much for your well wishes and others. And I do want to apologize for taking away time from my guests tonight. It was fun because my wife, my daughter, my dog, my son, and Eric apparently thought it'd be fun to embarrass me on air, which happened. So I apologize for that.
Trying to embarrass you. We're trying to celebrate the wonderful birth of you.
Yeah.
Into this world, and the anniversary of that birth.
It was funny because my wife's birthday was yesterday, and I told her, I said, the angels sang yesterday, and the next day they revolted based on our consecutive births. So, but anyway, yeah. Okay, yeah, you're allowed to laugh, okay? It's fine. Anyway, go ahead, Joe.
Well, let's get back to our guest, Dr. Ted Brower. His website, healthmasters.com. Sign up for his newsletter. Check out his radio show right here on Global Star Radio Network. Before the break, we left off with Dr. Ted Brower living by a lake in the pH balance.
Real quick, we still have the special that we had last week with you guys. It's Doug Book. No space between Doug Book, just D-O-U-G, no space, B-O-O-K. And when you order $50 worth of stuff, you'll actually get a $20 book for free. If you order $100 worth of stuff, you'll actually get the book for free, and you'll also get free shipping. And also, I remember, and by the way, I love talking to your listeners. I spoke to Sarah today, one of your listeners, one of your longtime listeners out of Jacksonville, Florida, and I told her, I said, Sarah, I'm going to say hi to you tonight on the air. So, Sarah, hi to you tonight on the air. She was so nice today on the phone. And your listeners are always just the absolute best. And whenever I'm in the office and one of the Hagman listeners call, I always take the telephone. In fact, you can ask them and tell them when you call the office, say, is Dr. Brower in? I'm a Hagman listener. And if I am there and they tell me that, and which I'm not there very often, you'll basically be talking to me in about 10 seconds. That's how important that you guys are to me, and I thank you for your support. And I thank you for supporting Doug and Joe, too. I mean, it's his birthday. You know, go to his website or go to Amazon, buy his book for, you know, $9.95, you know, on Kindle, and get his book as a birthday present for him. That'd be a blessing. Or go to his website and, you know, put an offering in, you know, give him a contribution. I mean, it's kind of like this, guys. I mean, well, no, it's you know, it's, again, I'm going to say this because I said this a month ago. You know, if you give a dollar, it doesn't make any difference. But if 1,000 of you or 10,000 of you give a dollar, it makes a huge difference. Or if you give $10 and 1,000 of you do that, it makes a huge difference. I mean, do what you can do for his birthday and give him a birthday present today. And it'd be nice if you do that. I'd really appreciate it. Medical scam. Oh, back to the, I got into the pH. Hang on. I'm kind of chilled out tonight. Hopefully I'm talking slow enough for everybody. pHs are interesting. So I started talking. So what happened is our water in our lake was very alkaline and we didn't have the growth of a certain weed. It's called hydrilla. It's a real nasty invasive species. It came out of fish tanks years ago here in Central Florida and people started dumping their fish tanks to turn their fish loose on the lakes and they're dumping the hydrilla with it. So now we have these horrible ribbon-like weeds that are all over the lakes here in Central Florida. There's like 100 lakes in my little town we live in. It's like we're surrounded by lakes and they're all contaminated with hydrilla except for the lake that I'm on. But the problem is hydrilla likes an acidic pH. And with all these stinking chemtrails they've sprayed on us, Doug, they've changed the pH of the lake, and now we have hydrilla. And so I was going to mention, and this stuff is so bad when you're skiing, if you fall, it'll wrap around your legs and make you think that you've got a snake wrapping around you. It's some nasty stuff, okay? It pretty much renders the lake useless for, like, skiing and boating. It really does. And we were like the only lake in the area that we have super clean water. And I mean, it's like living on a big spring. But now we have this big mess with the hydrilla in there now. So it's a big mess. But the pH changes everything. If plants can't have the right pH, they can't absorb nutrients properly. The same thing is true with the body. If your body goes acidic, cancer loves a low oxygen environment, which is like from yeast. And yeast loves it also, because, I mean, it's like mold. They love low oxygen, and it loves to be acidic. And so what happens is the more acidic your body gets and the more anaerobic your body gets, the higher the probability that you're going to get cancer. So what you can do is you go to the local drugstore and get some pH strips. And, you know, you don't want to take your urine sample first thing in the morning because it doesn't help because it's always off in the morning because your body's going through so much cleansing at night. But wait about lunch, eat lunch, and then wait for about 2 hours after you've eaten and take a urine sample. Make sure you're drinking plenty of water and your pH should be between 6.4 and 6.8. And that means you've got really good pH. If your pH comes back at like 5.2 to 5.4, you're having massive, massive energy loss from the food because your body can't absorb the nutrients from the food because your body's too acidic. And you'll probably have a tendency to have, you know, diarrhea, a lot of diarrhea all the time. If your body's overly alkaline, then what ends up happening is then you can use something like apple cider vinegar. If you're like an 8.2 pH with your urine, make sure you don't leave it on your teeth because it'll dissolve calcium. You know, use like a drink it really fast and dilute it. And that'll make your body a little bit more acidic and make you digest your food a little bit better. And that'll allow you to also absorb your nutrients better. But with your pH, if I remember the numbers right, if you go to 5.4 versus 7.4, like if you're looking at 6.4 as neutral, 7.4 one end more alkaline, 5.4 more acidic, your energy loss is like 10 times at 7.4 and 100 times at 5.4 because it's a logarithmic scale. It is a huge, huge, huge energy drain when you're acidic. And you'll always be tired. I mean, you'll get up in the morning and you'll be tired. And what you have to do if you're a little bit too alkaline, you have to take what's called calcium lactate. And if you're too acidic, you need to take what was the name of that product we used to have? I don't have it anymore, but you have to take a different type of calcium product or magnesium product because it's potassium, sodium, and calcium are the three alkalinizers of the body. But you don't want to take a lot of calcium supplements that are in a plant form. It's not good. If you can get raw certified goat's milk, it's got really bioavailable calcium in it, but you have to make sure it's legal in your area. If it is, then you can go ahead and drink that. But you don't want to drink a bunch of pasteurized milk because it's also acidic. So it's just how it works. But you have to change your body's pH. I need to go ahead and put a whole protocol together for that, Doug, on the website. I don't have that on there.
That'd be great. That would be great.
This is one of the things that we used to do when we had my clinic back in the 80s. Sometimes we'd have 30, 40 people a day come through the clinic. And it was just so busy those days. And it was because it's like 15 minutes all day long. And finally I realized that, you know, I could help a lot more people on radio and TV. And one of the key things that we did with the folks back then is we helped them to balance their pH. Then the state of Florida came in. This is great. You love this. And they said that we could no longer, they didn't say it to me personally, they sent a letter to all the state licensed nutritionists and said, you cannot work with people as far as balancing pHs. It's illegal.
Okay.
Forgive me for laughing, but I remember those years. And then and Reams had a really unique test. It was called the Reams Biological Theory of Ionization Test. And we used to do that all the time with people who came in. And they said, you also cannot do the Reams Biological Theory of Ionization Testing. And I thought to myself, what can we do? Well, you really couldn't do anything. You could tell them how many servings there were in a can of peas and how many peas you eat a day. And that was about it. And so it got really, really bad. And that's when I finally decided that I was going to go ahead. I started doing radio and TV. And we were helping so many people so fast doing that that I thought I could see 40 people a day for the rest of my life and never reach as many people as I'm reaching, like on Marlon Maddox. And, you know, that's when he used to have a huge show back in the 90s. It was crazy how big his show was. And that's the first time I did the Marlon Maddox show. It was like back in 1991. Doug, it was so big back then in radio before the FCC came in and decentralized it. I did one show with Marlon Maddox. I got three rotary lines in my office, right, coming into my office. And I'm not thinking, this is a 200 station simulcast, and I've still got the sheet of paper because nobody talked about nutrition back then. This is like 25 years ago, right? And we had 17,000 phone calls blocked by U.S. Sprint. I still got the doggone receipt. 17,000 phone calls blocked by U.S. Sprint for people trying to call us. The phone rang off the hook. For 6 weeks. I couldn't believe it. And then I thought, well, I guess I'm in the radio TV business now. I guess this whole thing with the being a licensed nutritionist is going to have to go on the back burner because I'm too busy, you know, helping this many people because there's literally millions of listeners at that point. So it was an interesting story I thought you guys would get a kick out of. Here's another medical scam. How many lives have cholesterol-lowering drugs and vegetable oils? I want to read this one. Destroy. This is a guy by the name of Shilvey. That's how you pronounce his name. And the problem with what he's talking about, okay, we've already covered the stats, so I'm not going to cover them again, but what we're talking about are omega-6 oils like corn oil and safflower oil and soy oil. They make the blood way too thick. They increase neurological diseases, increase breast cancer, liver injury, memory loss, and diabetes, muscle damage, and more because of the statin drug intervention with that. So you need to use healthier oils, okay? You don't want to ever use margarine, ever put it in your body. And you need to be using olive oil, coconut oil, palm oil, sesame seed oil. All of those are great. Even organic butter is good. But don't be using the corn oil, the omega-6 oils, because they're super, super unhealthy. Now, here's something else that I take and put in my shake every day. And it's really important. We have an organic beet powder. Non-GMO organic beet powder that is absolutely phenomenal. And it's been shown to massively, massively increase the amount of oxygen in the blood instantaneously. A lot of people are ordering this now and using it, you know, for athletics before they work out. And Olympic athletes are using it because it really, really destiffens the patient's blood vessels when the individual's at rest. It helps to prevent the heart from having to work too hard. Also, by doing this, it helps to lower blood pressure. It has naturally been shown to help reduce blood pressure. But remember, you don't get GMO beets. Almost all beets are genetically modified. They're really bad for you, so you don't want to do that. The brand that we use at Health Masters doesn't have any GMO, no pesticides, no sprays, nothing else on it. It's really, really important you do that. But I try that every single day. And when you first start using it, what it does, it kind of geeks you up. It gives you so much energy. It's kind of crazy. And after you use it for a couple of months, it stops doing that. But the initial couple of weeks on it, you kind of feel like you're 12 years old again, bouncing off the walls like a Super Bowl. And so it's a phenomenal product, and I use it every single day, 2 scoops in my protein shake after, you know, when I'm having my breakfast the first thing in the morning. Now, here's another interesting article. Flu vaccines are causing massive death spikes of elderly across the UK. This is an article by Hayes, and she says there's 86% of the extra deaths that are occurring in the UK right now, 86% occurred over 75 and 38% occurred in the people over 90. Now what she's saying is that the shots, the black vaccines, are the primary cause of all these extra deaths of these older folks in the United Kingdom. And guys, listen to me. How many people have you heard say, Doug? I mean, I've had hundreds tell me this. I was doing great. I went and got a flu shot, got the flu, got unbelievably sick. I'll never take another one. See, the flu shot doesn't work, number one. Number two, well, the multivial flu shots all contain thimerosal or mercury. That's what they do. They still have it in there. And so you're injecting your body with mercury. And three flu shots in a row actually increase the risks of senile dementia by up to 50%. So you don't want to do any flu shots at all. And you know, here's the other thing, and I talked about this on our show earlier this week, and this is interesting to me, kind of sad, but it's interesting. If I was a pediatrician and I was injecting healthy children with all these immunizations, and all of a sudden I was finding these kids were having these encephalitic screams a few days after I injected them or the night of the injection, I would start thinking that just maybe there's a problem with the vaccines. Just maybe there's a problem with the vaccines. The former president, CEO of NBC, says that his grandson was damaged by vaccines. His name is Bob Wright. He's the former CEO of the media giant NBC Universal. He wrote a new book out, guys. It's called The Right Stuff, From NBC to Autism Speaks. Here's what he said. I'm going to quote this. Right after my grandson got his standard one-year vaccinations, he developed a very high fever and screamed for hours. His daughter's name is Katie. She was so frightened, she called her husband to come home from work, and they immediately put the baby in an ice bath to bring down the high fever. When they called the pediatrician that had administered the vaccines, they were told that the reaction was completely normal. This is a quote. They were told that the reaction was completely normal. Well, John Rappaport said, so he said, yes, completely normal in the eyes of a lunatic licensed to practice medicine. I mean, and here's what happens and why this happens. This is called an encephalitic scream. The baby arches its back and it has brain swelling. And this brain is swelling and pushing against the side of the skull. And the baby's in excruciating pain. And this baby can sit like this for up to 18 hours with elevated temperature. And the reason this happens is the vaccine causes a cytokine response in the body from the macrophages because it's so poisonous and the body doesn't know what to do with it. It can't respond to it quickly enough. The macrophages start signaling a cytokine to be released and it goes into this cascade. It's called a cytokine cascade or a cytokine storm. And it causes massive brain inflammation, massive fever in a lot of these kids who have these vaccinations. So finally, Bob Wright, the former CEO of NBC Universal, wrote a book. Now, we've got De Niro speaking out against it, and we've got Bob Wright speaking out against it. I had one physicist over in Germany. He said the reason that they're trying to induce as many children with autism as they possibly can, this is his opinion. His name was I can't remember his name, Doug. I wasn't going to quote him on this stuff, but I'm going to do it anyhow. And Vela, his name's Vela. He said that the Satan group that runs the planet now, they want as many autistic children as they possibly can for demonic possession. Isn't that interesting?
You know, I've heard that. I've heard that.
Yep.
Okay, combine that with the abortions. With the eugenics. Yes. So yes.
So what's interesting about this is that, you know, nothing else makes any sense. I mean, if they're telling us 1 in 48 children now have autism, with 1 in 2 by 2025, and with all boys by 2035, and all girls by 2037, don't they think somebody's going to notice? All the kids are going down with autism. I mean, are you kidding me? You know, and the thing that bothers me with these pediatricians that do this and they see this is that can they not think that they're the ones causing this? I know another national pediatrician came out and supported seeing the movie Vaxxed after De Niro came forward and said that he wants to know the truth about why all these kids are coming down with autism. I know a really brilliant speaker. He's dead. May he rest in peace, Dr. Robert Mendelson. He died back in the 80s. He wrote multiple books you can get online for like a penny a piece. You get them used. One of them is called Confessions of a Medical Heretic. And what he did, he considers religion and medicine to be the same. And that you get these doctors, they're like witch doctors, and they're like they run around with their white robes and stethoscopes, and they pretend like they know how to heal you and cure you and drive all the stuff out of you. But he says they're like witch doctors. They're awful. And he said that he is a heretic because he no longer wants to practice as a witch doctor and as a medicine man. And he said he wasn't willing to do that for him anymore because it's sort of like a religion. There are older people out there, Doug, that, over probably 65 and 70, sometimes even my age, the doctor is still God to them. And if a doctor right. says you can't do this or you need to do this, they're going to listen. They're going to do exactly what they're told immediately because they feel as though this guy has authority over them. Well, they don't have authority over you. And when these guys come in and they continue to give these shots to these perfectly healthy children who get sicker and sicker, it's complete nonsense. The first 12 months of life, that baby needs to be breastfed, and he's going to get all of his immune support from his mother's breast milk. He's going to get his immunity from that. The immune system's not even functional at 6 months when they get their first shot, a set of shots. It's just right. It's something to get you used to going into the doctor. That's all it is.
What a waste.
Yeah.
What a horrific. The whole system is evil when I look at it. It's just evil.
Well, no, it's a bunch of drug pushers. And the thing about this is that people need to understand that, healthy babies don't, people have been having babies for thousands and thousands of years without immunizations. Are you kidding me? This happened in the last, 60, 70 years. I mean, this is complete and total nonsense that we're doing this to children now, thinking this is okay. It's not okay. There's no part of 72 vaccines by the kid, time the kid is 18 or 17 or 16 years old that he needs to have. There's no part of that that's okay. 72 now on the vaccine schedule? It's insanity. With another 250 in the pipeline. And the reason this happened, Doug, back in 1986, Reagan gave these guys carte blanche immunity against prosecution. Before that, they were getting sued left and right because of autism and because of brain damage to these children. It got so bad they were about to get sued out of business. Reagan decided to let them do whatever they wanted to do and not be subject to prosecution. Then the government put billions of dollars into an autism fund, into a brain damage fund, a vaccine damage fund, for these children, and billions of dollars have been paid out now for these people that have been damaged. These are admitted damages that have occurred from vaccines. Are you joking me? No, I'm not. I'm telling you the truth. This has already been paid out. Billions of dollars. And so they know they caused these problems. They know it. Right. It's not even like they're trying to hide it. But yet these pediatricians won't wake up and see what's going on. And Dr. Mendelson wrote a book. He was a pediatrician by trade. He wrote another book. It's called How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Pediatrician. That's what it says, the name of the book. And it's Robert Mendelson. And you need to get this book. And he talks about the vaccines and all the causes of all the diseases that they were causing, even back in the 80s, before they ramped up this vaccine schedule like they have now.
I think the war on drugs should include the war on vaccines and statins, not just the so-called war on drugs, meaning the whatever is being abused for recreational purposes. That's just me.
I agree with you 100% because, number one, these drugs, including the statins and these other chemicals like the tricyclic antidepressant and the serotonin reuptake inhibitors and all these different chemicals that have now been shown to cause these children to commit suicide and do these horrible things, why are they on the market and why are they being given to children? It's crazy. It's like fluoride. Fluoride has now been linked to neurotoxicity. The government's even admitting it after they've fed it to us since 1946. I mean, are you joking? It does not fight cavities. I mean, the first lawsuits against sodium fluoride were those filed by groups of farmers in southern New Jersey back in the 40s whose peach orchards were completely destroyed and animals were died by heavy fluoride emissions from the nearby DuPont factory. I mean, fluoride causes brain damage. It causes a massive drop in IQ scores. It should never be put into your body. It's like chemotherapy. There's a really interesting article that was written by Frosty Woodridge this week, and he wrote it. It's called Depth of Their Depravity, the American Medical Association, Monsanto, and Chemotherapy. And he goes, in the past 2 years, 8 of my friends died of different forms of cancer. One friend holds on to dear life as you read this column. Another dear friend lived because he took a different path, away from standard operating procedure in the American Medical Association. He opted away from chemotherapy and radiation. Today he thrives because he rejected the senselessness of injecting chemicals into the body. A doctor cut cancer out of me 26 years ago. This is what he, Frosty, is saying. It changed how I ate, what I ate, how I exercised, and how I detoxed my body, and how I looked at the world. Because cancer patients and their insurance agencies pay $100 billion annually for chemotherapy, for surgery, and radiation. 5 years ago, all top networks reported on the liver damage of Aleve, Motrin, and Tylenol. Nonetheless, their advertising executives created even more compelling ads to deflect any facts or consequences. If you look at Coca-Cola, Mountain Dew, and Pepsi, you think those drinks bring you vitality. But once again, all major networks show that these soda pops can cause heart problems, cavities, diabetes, and obesity. Then, Frosty goes on to say, each year, the Food and Drug Administration, medical doctors prescribe thousands of chemical cocktails to patients. Each year, 100,000 Americans die from adverse reactions to these drugs. And by the way, about 1 million die every year from chemotherapy, Doug. It's absolutely nuts what's happening with chemotherapy. Chemotherapy has killed, I think, like 16 million people since 2000. And if you look at the drug interactions, drug chemicals, all these interactions, it's over 20 million dead, like in the last 16 years, from the treatment protocols that people have been given. 20 million yeah. dead. I mean, it's insane, the numbers. Now, think about this. If you had a Boeing, if you had a Boeing 747, and they start dropping out of the skies with 400 passengers each, and all of them start crashing, and you have 10,000 people die on these planes, you have 30 of them crash or whatever. You think, we need to recall the Boeing 747. We need to pull this thing out of service, and we need to be done with this plane and figure out why these things are falling out of the sky. But we don't do that with medicine. We don't do that with cancer treatment. We don't do that. We pretend like it's not happening. We pretend like medicine's good for you, that drugs are good for you, because the government and the insurance companies provide them for us. I mean, at the age of 60, 37% of the population takes 5 or more prescription drugs a day, but the Medicaid, the Medicare, and the insurance pays for it, so they don't care. They think they need to have it because they were told they need to have it. That's the problem that we have. It's massive scientific fraud. You know, it's just absolutely crazy what's happening in these research facilities and how these people that are going through the Food and Drug Administration, approving these drugs, working for the FDA, making minimal salaries, and then turning around and getting jobs with the very drug companies for whom the drugs were they approved. These sweetheart deals. It's called the revolving door of the Food and Drug Administration, and it's not illegal. The problem is it's not ethical either, but these people don't care. I mean, we saw the same thing happen with aspartame and how it was approved. I mean, it was absolutely nuts. The FDA was suing G.D. Searle for falsifying reports. They ended up going, the guy who was working with the FDA, the research attorney that was doing this, he got a job offer from Searle, I guess it was a Sidney and Austin law firm, if I remember right. I wrote this in one of my books, Breaks Up Maximum Energy. And he actually was hired by the very company that was representing the other companies as far as the drug and the of getting this approval of this product. I mean, of aspartame. That's how it got on the market. And, of course, Rumsfeld was right in the middle of it all. Now, see, these guys are bribed, and they get this money stolen. You know, they get the money given to them, and they keep doing all of this stuff. And it happens all the time in research. They'll go to a major research facility, and they'll say, we need you to prove this drug. It has to be approved. And if you don't want to prove it, we're not going to bring you any more research grants. You've got to set your study up in such a way that it's going to work. Years ago, I believe I mentioned this last week, but I'm going to repeat it because it's that important. I had the folks that manufacture aspartame back in the 90s contact me because I was doing all these huge talk shows like with Rick Dees and Scott Shannon and Marla Maddox, and I was talking about all this stuff before Clinton deregulated radio, you know, and allowed it to be bought up by Clear Channel and these other companies that basically own all the media. And so you had all of these independent media outlets with radio telling people the truth about health, especially me, because I was doing like 40 shows a day in peak weeks. And what was interesting about this, they contacted me, Doug, and they sent me a whole stack of studies that said that aspartame was safe. And and they called me at the office, and when I picked up the phone and I talked to them, and I said, because it was their law firm, and I said to them, I said, great. I said, that's happy you sent me these. They sent me like 50 studies. And I said, well, how many of these studies did you pay for? Well, we pay for all of them. I said, why don't you do this? Why don't you send me 50 studies you didn't pay for that say this product is safe? Well, we don't have any. We don't have any. And so that was the thing. They didn't have any. There's over 100 clinical studies showing that aspartame causes brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradation. The list goes on and on, which is blindness, by the way. And the list goes on and on. You can't drink paint thinner, guys. It's got methanol in it. 10% of aspartate is paint thinner, is methyl alcohol. It cannot be made non-poisonous. And this is the stuff that they're putting into the food and have been since the early 80s. I mean, you're looking at, what, 20, 30, 35 years now of this mess? And we wonder why so many people are having so many health problems. We're being poisoned by this stuff. Oh, by the way, the Flint, Michigan water quality scientists, some of them have been charged now with conspiracies and conspiracy to commit fraud by altering lead contamination data. Now, what's interesting about this is multiple charges were filed by Michigan's Attorney General against Mike Glasgow, 40 years of age, of Flint, the city's laboratory and water quality control supervisor, Mike Presby, 53, of Bath, a Michigan Department of Environmental Quality official, and Stephen Bush, 40, of DeWitt, suspended Lansing District Coordinator for DEQ's Office of Drinking Water and Municipal Assistance. The charges include felony misconduct, conspiracy, and tampering with evidence. The individuals charged with the crimes now face up to 5 years in prison. Now, what's crazy about this is they were told by higher-ups, you know this, Doug, to dummy up these documents to do this, because they were getting busted for this. But yet these guys are going to be made the scapegoats, and they're going to go to jail over this. The craziest thing about it is that you got to ask yourself a question. They knew the lead was in the water. Again, I'm going to mention this was happening. When you spray aluminum all over things, like what they're doing with the chemtrails, it acidifies the water supply. When it acidifies the water supply, it makes the lead leach into the water from the pipes that are down deep, because it makes them dissolve. And see, and when you start putting metal with acid, it leaches. And so now they have all of this lead, and plus all the runoff from some of these different rivers in here with all this stuff happening. So what ends up happening is you get a situation where you get a few people that are being charged for huge crimes that are taking place all over the country, but nobody wants to talk about it, and nobody wants to take responsibility for it, Doug. Lead poisoning is a major problem in Michigan and all over the United States with every major municipality because of the lead being leached out of the pipes. I believe it could be also from pollution, acid rain, and also from these chemtrails and the aluminum that's being sprayed onto our aquifers. What do you think, Doug?
Yes, you're exactly right. And we have, I've got some good friends up in Flint, and I've been getting reports about what's been taking place up there, and it's criminal. So what you're saying is, the scientists have been charged with fraud. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Because it's criminal. And it's collusion. Right. They're getting together and they're saying, oh God, we got to cover our butts. Let's cover our butts. The same thing happened. But remember, they're being charged criminally. But Thompson, even though he has whistleblower status, and he came forward, with the CDC and said they're dummying up the data for autistic children and throwing the studies in garbage cans to change the statistics, which proved the NMR shot caused black boys to come down with autism. Nothing's happening. Nothing's happening because autism is this sacred little thing that they got going on with the medical establishment. Because remember, if we've not seen that the Rothschild banking cartel is controlling everything, including the media and the pharmaceutical corporations through their interlocking corporate directorships and Washington and the White House and Congress and everybody else, we've got to be blind, because that's exactly who's doing all of this stuff. The bankers are the ones that are doing this through the Exchange Stability Fund that they started in 1934, or the shadow government that runs and owns the Treasury, which is now owned by the Rothschild cartel, and they do whatever they want to do with it. It's the craziest thing. When you start studying the Exchange Stability Fund, you realize what an unbelievable mess that we're in, and how this subterfuge that they've done to us is so complete, and that the vast majority of the people in the United States have no idea how bad it is, Doug. What do you think?
You're exactly correct. And we had talked about the ESF some time ago, and everyone should really understand what is really taking place with respect to the shadow government, with respect to the criminal cabal that is the CIA, or running parallel investigations with the CIA. This is, and the bankers especially, the infrastructure of globalists, and we are a captured operation, Ted. I've said this many times. We've been captured from within. All of this is taking place today is because of, we allowed it to take place. We have watched it, we've allowed it, and it's because of greed, exceptional greed by the globalists way back when. And this does spill over into healthcare. And by the way, this is, I do believe this is why Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, all of this was so necessary to have implemented here over the last 6 years. We needed this, or they needed this, in order to capture not just the economy, but the health in the compliance of people. I got to tell you, what I've seen with this Affordable Health Care Act, if you do not comply with certain aspects of the act, they will basically kick you out or penalize you for not complying. And it's a long story. Maybe I didn't frame that correctly, but you better go through the tests and the vaccinations and the injections and the flu shots, and they are now conducting surveillance over your activities to make sure this is what you're doing, and if not, you get penalized. It's ridiculous. And I know I probably opened up a lot for questions, but trust me when I tell you this, you're going to see more of that coming.
There's supposed to be a massive increase again in premiums for 2017. Yes. My buddy Mike here locally, he was paying like $50 a month, right? He has like four kids, makes like $35,000 a year. They raised his policy to like $300 a month now. It had like a 500-600% increase in 1 year. 1 year. His income hadn't gone up. And see, next year is supposed to really spike next year, because a lot of the providers are saying that they're losing money because they're having to accept people that have got any disease for treatment, and they can't allow the payments to stay this low. Again, this is Cloward and Piven on steroids. That's what this is. It's Cloward and Piven on steroids. They're doing everything they possibly can to bankrupt the United States fiscally, and that's what they're doing. They're doing a very good job of it, because if we lose our reserve currency status. But remember, here's what's interesting. Last week, I'll step away from nutrition for just a second. Last week, the Rothschild banking cartel that runs China was saying that China was going to basically introduce a new gold-backed yuan, and try to take some of the reserve currency status away from the United States. And they kind of tested the water with all this. But you've got to remember something. These guys are doing what they did with the Civil War. The Rothschild banking cartel backed the North, and they backed the South. They didn't care who won. They just wanted to be at the other end of the money stream, and they wanted to be in control at the other end. And then when Lincoln won, he ended up basically being in a situation where he refused to put the Rothschild Bank back in that Andrew Jackson had gotten rid of in 1832, the Bank of the United States, with Biddle. And they ended up killing him over it. In fact, many people believe that he was murdered by an agent of the Rothschild Bank, John Phillips Booth, which I believe that's true. That was in that book, The Unseen Hand, by Ralph Emerson. And I really believe that's true. I believe that's accurate. Because the truth is, when you really look at what's happened with all of these different people, you know, in the 1800s, and they kept dying, and these presidents kept dying, it was almost always the banking cartels that were involved, until finally they got Howard Taft, who was a bonesman, a skull and bones from Yale, and he got involved with a three-party split against Roosevelt and Wilson, and then Wilson ended up winning because they split the Republican ticket, and Taft knew that would happen. He gave Wilson that election, which let Wilson bring in the Federal Reserve Act and also the income tax. So this whole thing has been manipulated. That's why I like Ralph Epperson's book, because he does a really good job tying together a lot of these loose ends. I also like Dr. Monteith's book, The Brotherhood of Evil, and I also I love the other, but these are like a dollar penny online, and you can get the other one for free. It's called Pawns in the Game by William Guy Carr. That's probably one of the best ones that ties together what happened with the Nazis and the New World Order after World War II. And he said that Russia basically won the war because they got half of Europe as a prize, which is true. I mean, why did we do that? Why did Roosevelt give all of this land, or wouldn't Roosevelt at that point, it was Truman, why did they give all of this land to Stalin like that? And I mean, they gave him Poland, Czechoslovakia. Are you kidding me? They didn't have to do that. They did not have to do that. So you need to read that book too. But let's jump back on nutrition stuff. And at the bottom of it, when we finish this hour, if you don't mind, we'll go ahead and jump on a bunch of these other stories I want to cover tonight.
Oh,
too.
I can't wait. Yes, yes.
Okay, but DNA has now been confirmed that the human DNA now confirms that GMOs can pass directly into humans and alter human DNA. We've talked about this transhumanism, and we've talked about what happens in the body when you eat these GMO foods. You really, really need to get away from those. And here's another interesting thing about aloe vera. We've got a product that's made from aloe. It's a great product. It does a great job. If you have a problem with constipation, it helps you use the bathroom. It's not addictive. It's amazing what it does. But aloe, you can also drink it and put it in your smoothies, so you can actually grow your own. It grows really well in warm climates. It has over 200 biologically active enzymes and nutrients, including vitamins, enzymes, amino acids, and minerals that help to promote nutrient absorption. It's really, really good for your gut. And here's another interesting thing. Pro-vaccine shill Dr. David Gorski has been linked to a cancer fraudster in cahoots with the pharma to develop a lucrative autism drug. This is an interesting article by Julie Wilson, and she said that this guy basically is going in now and pushing his association with these different organizations, and then so he can make money making a drug for autism. And the crazy thing about this is the problem with autism is that the GCMAF molecule is not active in the body, that the macrophage has had its vitamin has had a sugar molecule stripped off the bottom of it, and the vitamin D3 can't attach to it. That's one of the other reasons that it causes that cytokine storm in those young children, Doug. So you really need to realize that D3 is super important, and you need to go ahead and get your NAGALase tested if you can. Go to your local doctor and say, I want a NAGALase test. It's NAGALASE, and see what your NAGALase levels are, because it's one of the first indications that your body may be coming down with cancer, because the NAGALase inhibits the macrophages of the body vacuum cleaners from working well. Now, this is an article I want to cover real quickly because we're almost out of time in this hour. It says that plant blood or chlorophyll enables your cells to capture sunlight energy. And they're saying that chlorophyll is a molecule that's very close to the red blood cell, to hemoglobin, and that's the only thing different in it is like the one has iron and one has magnesium in it. And what's interesting about this is it's saying that we can actually absorb energy and nutrients from plants if we ingest the green leafy plants, and we can do that by using them in our smoothies and juicing them. And it's saying that animals are not just glucose burning biomachines, but that we are also light harvesting hybrids. And I wouldn't have really reported on this, but it's from a really reputable source by Green Med Info. It's a phenomenal article, website, by the way. And it says, for at least half a century, it's been widely believed among scientific communities that humans are simply glucose-dependent biomachines and are virtually and cannot utilize the virtually limitless source of available energy through sunlight. And he says that what happens is you can actually take chlorophyll, a chlorophyll-rich diet, like with a lot of greens, and it results suggest that chlorophyll-type molecules modulate mitochondrial ATP, which is the energy storehouse of the body, by catalyzing the reduction of the coenzyme Q, a slow step in mitochondrial ATP synthesis. So what he's saying is that the chlorophyll actually helps to massively increase energy if you eat the green leafy plants. Now, one of the other things that chlorophyll does do, if you've got a problem with adult-onset diabetes, chlorophyll has been shown to really work well at helping to reduce blood sugar. Now, you have to be careful with it because you can get it in a bottle, but it stains everything it gets on, so you have to be very careful with it. But you take a couple tablespoons of that a day, and it's amazing what it does. And it also says that actually has a potential for maximal longevity. And it also says, this is interesting, we talked about this a few months ago, we talked about the Morgellons. And it says, this means that when you are consuming a glass of green vegetable juice, for instance, it is likely the most precious health-promoting elixir on the planet, and should be considered something of a nutritional bridge that we can cross to become a light-capturing organism if we choose to be. It says, interested further in the human relationship to light, read biophotons. The human body emits, communicates with, and is made from light. I find that very, very fascinating about the biophotons in the body. We did a whole big thing on that when we talked about the Morgellons antenna and how we get tied into it. Now, let's see. We've already covered this about all the stuff of the Pacific Ocean dying. We talked about that last week. Yeah. Also, we got to be careful with our taste buds. MSG can actually make your taste buds detest the taste of healthy food. This happened to my little son, Harrison, when he's like 2 years old. We had some people come over who were doing some carpentry work in the house, putting some crown molding up for us, actually. And he ended up, the guy gave him, I didn't know about it, like 2 years old, a bunch of chips that were loaded with MSG. And man, it was everything we could do to get that kid to eat for 3 days after that. All he wanted to do was eat those chips with MSG, and he didn't like the food that we were giving him. And that MSG contains glutamic acid, which basically is an excitotoxin, which allows too much calcium to be influxed into neural cells, causing death of brain cells. That's why you get such bad headaches with MSG. And so you really, really need to stay away from anything with MSG, and it's hidden like in different 25 different compounds. So just stay with your fresh vegetables and organic stuff. And you'll be able to avoid the MSG. Plus, it's a lot cheaper than processed foods.
Did you see over in China that they've been caught lacing their food with
a painkiller, morphine, in order to get people hooked on certain restaurants' food. I saw this article yesterday.
Oh, we did the same thing with Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola used to have cocaine in it, you know, back in the 100 years, 110 years ago. So, yeah, but see, when stuff like that's legal over there, see, I mean, we had a, you remember the opium wars over there? I mean, there's a real problem in China with that, and that's what, you remember, that's what happened when they talked to Chiang Kai-shek after World War II, and they wanted to know how he was funding this huge army that he had in China, and he said they were selling opium to the peasants, and that's how they financed the war to take over China, the communists did. And so that's when our CIA decided to step into that same ballpark and start harvesting the opium from Southeast Asia, from the Cambodian Triangle. And that's one of the reasons it caused, you know, the Vietnam War. But we don't want to lose the ability to harvest all that opium over there. So then we ended up, they ended up being in a big drought anyhow. And so probably from our weather modification nonsense that we did to them with the Ho Chi Minh Trail. So what ended up happening is they moved it to Afghanistan. And that's the biggest thing you need. So we've done it. Well, Doug, you know that. You guys have done whole shows on that before. But so you have to realize that you have to be looking at exactly what's going on. So yes, Doug, Joe, it wouldn't surprise me at all that they're using opium or any type of, you know, or opioid to make people more addicted to the food. And it really doesn't surprise me because if there's no laws against it over there, who knows, they still may be selling opium to the peasants in order to make money to finance the Chinese, you know, communist government. Who knows?
Well, and I would like to take this opportunity, Ted, to make sure that people know there is a special on now you just rolled this product out. It's called Vitamita Vegemin. And I'm not so sure how many people really get that joke, but you'd have to be over 50.
Lucille Ball. If you don't get it, you're not over 50.
That's right. So, but again, you know, the tongue-in-cheek humor there was that supposed elixir was laced with alcohol. And, you know, so it's the same idea with that. So with what you just talked about, the opium, wow. All right. Okay. Didn't mean to take
happy
you off.
Happy birthday, Doug. Happy birthday.
It's thanks. Okay. I had too much vitamin measurement for my,
happy birthday, my Doug. It's okay. You can say whatever you want to say. It's I'll be happy.
I got a freebie, right?
To you. Okay.
Right,
the World Health, by the way, the World Health Organization is finally admitting that antidepressants are causing little children to kill themselves and causing all types of problems with these young children. And I've been warning people about this for over 20 years. You know, it's unbelievable when you have 2 and 3 year old children that are put on Prozac or put in Zoloft and put on Ritalin. Remember, this Prozac and the Zoloft and all these things, they really depress the body. The Ritalin's like speed. It speeds the body up. I mean, these kids are being taught how to use these chemical concoctions at a very, very young age, and it's really sad. Can a toxic metal found in vaccines cause heart disease? I want to read this to you. It's a part of this. This is by Dr. Jack Wilson. It says that aluminum is found in many vaccines, including hepatitis A, B, diphtheria, and the HPV vaccines. And it says that aluminum stops cellular cleaning. It says lysosomes are organelles inside of most cells in the body. These are the garbage cans, and the body can't clean itself out because the interior of these lysosomes become very acidic because of the aluminum. Again, it makes everything more acidic. And so the aluminum blocks the ability of the lysosome. And said they can't work properly. It says aluminum is linked to autoimmune diseases, which we already know that, and aluminum leads to arterial blockages. It says lysosomes break down lipid particles that contain cholesterol as the LED returns to the liver. It's taken up by the LDL receptors, and these receptors basically catch the LDL and bring it back to the liver. And it says, but when you put aluminum in there, it changes this entire system, and it doesn't allow it to work. It also inhibits crucial antioxidants in the body. So, guys, everything happens when you start putting these injections in your body, and everything that happens is not good. Here's another article that says that Quaker Instant Oatmeal and Silk Nonjoy CMO Creamer have been found now to be contaminated with glyphosate. I wanted to share that with you. Instant oatmeal, strawberries, and cream contaminated with glyphosate. Almost every single thing is contaminated with glyphosate now because routinely the wheat, the barley, and the oats are sprayed with glyphosate right before they're harvested. We've talked about this repeatedly, which causes them to be poisoned with glyphosate. Quaker instant oatmeal, strawberries, and creams, glyphosate. Thomas whole wheat bagels, glyphosate. Rudio multi bagels, glyphosate. Pepperidge Farm, whole grain bread, 100% whole wheat, glyphosate, Roundup. Ordella, hash brown potatoes, glyphosate. Cream of wheat, hot cereal, whole grain, glyphosate. 365, which is the organic creamer from Whole Foods, glyphosate. Original Silk Soy Creamer, non-GMO, glyphosate. You shouldn't be using soy anyhow. But the point is, it's all being contaminated with glyphosate now. So what do you guys think about that? That you can't really eat any kind of wheat or oat products now that are contaminated with glyphosate.
What's our alternative, Ted? I guess, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly.
How can we, given the chemtrail, I mean, what's our, what do we
you
do?
You have to do the organic. You have to do organic, non-GMO, because they can't be sprayed with glyphosate if they're organic. Like our beets. Beets are also sprayed. Everything's sprayed with glyphosate. Our beets aren't sprayed with glyphosate that we make our beet powder with. I mean, it's so important that it says organic, non-GMO. The problem is we're back at the, we're back at the disposal or the discretion or under the auspices of the manufacturers and the growers, because if they tell us they don't spray it with glyphosate, but they did, or it got crop spray from 5 miles away because somebody was spraying it with an airplane with glyphosate, you got this big mess going on. But the most important thing, Doug, is just do the best you possibly can to avoid any non-organic non-GMO, any non-organic. If it doesn't say organic and it doesn't say non-GMO, just avoid it. And a lot of manufacturers now are starting to label things as non-GMO. And if glyphosate will be banned globally, banned, we can stop a lot of this nonsense. Oh, by the way, right. HPV vaccine manufacturers in Japan who don't have that law that Reagan wrote, they're now being sued for deaths by the toxic immunizations by the people that live in Japan. Here's another article. Oops, it wasn't cancer after all. Admits the cancer, National Cancer Institute, JAMA. And now they're saying that so many people have been diagnosed with cancer, in the thyroid in particular, and now they realize that it really wasn't cancer. And it says many cancer experts said the reclassification was long overdue. For years, there have been calls to downgrade small lesions of the breast, lung, and prostate, among others, and to eliminate the term cancer from their name. Now they're finally saying, we've misdiagnosed these things. They're not cancer, but yet we told you you had cancer, and we're sorry you're dead from the chemotherapy. Pretty much that's what they're saying. And you're sorry to the families of the people that died. So what do you guys think about that?
Well, that is what it is. I mean, I don't want to sound trite, but yeah. Definitely. You got to hit your...
Sad.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean,
by the way, Russia wants to be the largest organic producer in the world, and now we are feeding organic corn from Romania to cows in the United States. Can you believe
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Okay, I heard something about this. It was through another article. How does that even work? How do you even do that?
Yeah, they send it over by the boatload. You know, they get these huge, they fill them up with these organic grains. It's sad that our manufacturers in the United States can't produce enough organic grain. See, what happens is, if you have a cow and you label that cow organic, that means it had to eat organic grains. I mean, we have chickens, right? And, you know, we have like, you know, 15 chickens here in the backyard, and because we kind of live out of the country. And so the chickens, you know, we have to feed them organic, or otherwise the eggs aren't organic. And so we order like 50-pound bags of organic grits, right? Corn grits. And we feed them those along with a bunch of other different seeds, including flaxseed oil and flax seeds. And the chickens love it. And the eggs have a deep, deep orange color to the yolk. They're not just yellow. They're like orange. And it's because they have such a high nutrient density in the food that they're eating. And it's really, 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 important that you do that, and that's why they're bringing all of this stuff across the ocean now, because our farmers can't produce the organic stuff anymore, primarily because their land is so contaminated with glyphosate that the organic seeds can't grow in it anymore. The soil's poisoned, and so they have to use glyphosate-ready Roundup corn to grow. Otherwise, it won't grow because they've killed the soil. You try to grow stuff that you spray glyphosate on, it's very difficult. It takes years for that soil to cleanse itself. It's very difficult. One more final story. The GMO poison is now to be carpet bombed across 10,000 acres of western Washington to kill moss. They're going to be spraying poison to kill European and gypsy moss with pesticides, including the people in that area. And the reason I know this is true, because they sprayed us back in the 90s, I believe it was the malathion. They soaked everybody down, including the human beings and pregnant women, with malathion, trying to get rid of the Mediterranean fruit fly here in Central Florida. It did not.
I remember that. Yeah,
we've just buzzed through 2 hours of just fascinating news with Dr. Ted Brewer. We're going to be back with hour number three right after this short break with Dr. Ted Brewer, healthmasters.com, bookmark his website, sign up for his newsletter, go to his website. Check out his show. Bookmark his show here on Global Star Radio Network.
Doug Book for his book.
This is the Global